the book of what is that? Psalms. That's it. First Psalms. The book of Psalms. Amen. The book of Psalms. Actually, I'm going to be reading from the 30th Psalm and the 9th verse. The 30th Psalm and the 9th verse. Kind of an interesting verse here. He said, what is there profit in my blood? What profit is there in my blood? When I shall go down to the pit, shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Well, let's find out. Amen. I want to preach today about the profit of the blood. Amen. Now, I know this subject may make somebody queasy. Don't pass out on me today. Amen. This is a necessary subject. It's an important subject. It's mentioned in the Bible over 700 times. So God gives a lot of importance to this subject. And so I want to preach today about the profit of the blood. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. Your body is composed of different kinds of tissues. We have skin, obviously. You have the dermis and the epidermis. And then you have a muscle tissue. And then you have cartilage. And you have bones. And your body is just made up of various kinds of tissues. And all of them are important. Everything I've mentioned so far is a fixed tissue. Amen. Fat is a fixed tissue. Amen. It settles and it stays right there. Amen. Anybody knows how stubborn it is to get rid of? Amen. It's hard to get rid of that stuff, isn't it? It's fixed. Amen. But there's one tissue in your body, just one, that is mobile. There's one tissue in your body that goes from your head to your feet. There's one tissue in your body that touches every cell, every component, all the rest of the tissues of your entire body, and that's the blood. It's the only mobile tissue that you have. In your body, you have about as much oil as you have in your car. You have about 4 or 5 quarts, and that's how much blood you have. And you have this little pump, magic little pump, in the center of your chest. It's a little muscle, and it contracts and then expands. But that little muscle is so powerful. It sends blood out through your arteries, and they go all out through your body. When it pumps, it shoots that blood out through that little artery. And if you've ever cut one of them, you know what I'm talking about. And it shoots that blood out through the arteries of your body, and it goes all the way from your head, out through your arms, and down through the trunk, and down into your legs, and down into your feet, and out into your toes. It touches every portion of your body, and then it goes up, and it completes that long journey. There's a lot of little old veins and arteries in your body. The veins carry it back to the heart. There's a lot of that in your body today. And we don't even think of that, but every 23 seconds, blood finishes that journey throughout the body. And then the heart beats again, and it does it all over. That's why David said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And David didn't know the half of it. David didn't even know about any of that. He didn't know about the blood. And that's why he asked the question, what profit's in my blood? Well, I'm going to tell you today, because we know a little bit more about the blood today than David did in his time. Amen. Your blood's important to you, isn't it? Now, the Bible declares it way back from the beginning in the book of Leviticus. If you want to look at Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, the Bible said, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. And so God told us from the beginning, he said, your life is in your blood. That's why the Jews were forbidden to eat blood or to drink blood. Because the Lord said it's sacred. Life is in the blood. Life's not in your muscles. The only reason your muscles have life is because of the blood. Life is not in your brain. The only reason your brain has life is because it's touched by the blood. The only reason your heart has life is because it's touched by blood. The only reason your lungs have life is because they're touched by the blood. Everything in your body lives because of the blood. Have you ever had the blood cut off of some portion of your body for a time? What happens to it? It loses life. It loses strength. It has no power. I was come home one morning, and I was working the night shift, and my wife, I'd get home real early before she got up to go to work, and I was sleeping, and I guess I laid on my arm, and I must have cut the blood circulation off, and when I rolled over, you know, it just laying there. I thought, my goodness, I need to go this way, and I went, and my arm stayed. So I just reached over and picked it up and flipped it. And then I kind of forgot when it started its journey, and I couldn't stop it. It didn't have any life. And the next thing I knew, it was right across my wife's nose, and she was unhappy. And I couldn't move it. I had to reach over my other hand and drag it off. Amen. And I was about getting ready to see some blood about that time, that she is merciful and kind and forgiving. Amen. My stupidity. But life's in the blood. No blood, no life. It's vital. What profit is there in my blood? Hey, there's a lot of profit. Without it, you're not going to live. Amen. I know that your heart has to beat, but the purpose of the beat of the heart is so that it can furnish the body with blood. That blood is vital to your existence. You just cannot exist without it. You won't live very long at all when the blood ceases to flow throughout your body. In your body, there are some components, and one of those components is plasma. Plasma is a little liquid vehicle, and that makes it move. It gives it mobility, and it gives it a house. It gives it a vehicle to travel with. And it's important. And then inside of blood, there's what scientists have called platelets. And those little platelets that are in there are very important, because whenever there's a break in the skin, and you form a scab. They're ugly, but they have a purpose. Amen. If you don't have one, you're in trouble. It keeps leaking. And you leak enough, you die. So thank God for platelets. And say, hey, let's plug that hole. Come on, boys. Amen. It's like, what was that guy's name that stuck his finger in the diet canoe and saved the city? That's what platelets do. They stop the hole. Amen. They stop the bleeding. Amen. Sometimes it takes a while, doesn't it? You get nervous. Amen. I get that point. I think, man, when is everyone to stop? I had a motorcycle accident when I was young, and I worked hard to get it stopped. I went to the hospital. You know what? First thing they did was start scrubbing it. And made it bleed again. I thought y'all went to school. Why are you making this bleed? I just got it stopped. Amen. But they had more faith in my platelets than I did. And then after a while, sure enough, thank you, sir. After a while, it stopped. Amen. And thank God for platelets. He puts platelets in the blood, and it's important to us. And there are also red cells, we call them, in your blood. There are about 5 million of them per cubic millimeter. There's a whole lot of them. Amen. And then they're the workhorse of your blood system. When your heart pumps your blood and it goes through the lungs, they load up with oxygen. And then they cart that oxygen all throughout your body. And that oxygen gives life to every cell that it touches. And not only, this is an amazing vehicle. Not only does it take life-giving oxygen to your body, but the same vehicle becomes a garbage truck. The same time it can carry oxygen and give life, it can load up the waste and the toxins of your body. Isn't that amazing? Man, I don't know that I'd want the same truck to haul oxygen and garbage at the same time. But God designed marvelously this little cell so that it could take life-giving oxygen all throughout your body, and at the same time it could collect waste. And when it passes through the kidneys, it would leave all of that waste there, and it would be flushed out of your body. Isn't that amazing? You know this big old skin you've got? You know what that skin's for? It's to get rid of toxins and poisons that are in your body. That's why you need to bathe it every now and then and cleanse it. It's getting rid of some stuff, and you need to help it out a little bit. Amen. Make sure it can do its job well. Amen. This body, isn't that amazing? Amen. What profits in the blood? Wow. How amazing is the blood? David, you just didn't know how important that stuff is. Amen. And so that's the red blood cells. They fuel the body. They take the food that's broken down and the elements in that food that it nourishes all of your body. It puts strength in your muscles and sight in your eyes and speech in your tongue and hearing in your ears. It's an amazing thing, the blood that passes through your body. And not only that, but there's some little white cells in there. I thank God for the white cells. You know what the white cells do? Amen. There's about 4,000 to 7,000 of them per cubic millimeter. And they pass through your body, and they're the soldiers. They're the police force passing through your body, and they're little cruisers going through, looking for an enemy. And they're just cruising along, 4,000 to 7,000 of them. Amen. Maybe some of us got more. We're bigger, I don't know, but they're just cruising through there looking for somebody. Amen. And all of a sudden, they see an enemy called infection. And real quick, they radio for backup. Amen. And your body kicks into high gear. And you know what it starts doing? It starts making more soldiers. And suddenly, your blood count goes from 4,000 or 7,000, and your white blood count goes up to 21,000, 30,000, however many they need, however bad the infection is. And they rush to that site, and they begin to fight with that infection, and they start killing infectious cells, and they start devouring them. Now, hang on. I know it's getting close to lunch, but you'll be over it pretty soon. There's a little product that we call pus. I know you don't like that. I see you going, yeah. But thank God for that. You know what that is? That's a bunch of dead soldiers that gave their life so you can live. Amen. That's exactly what they did. Those little soldiers went there and they laid down their life for you. It's particles of white dead soldiers, and it's particles of some of those little, that infection that they ate. That kill them. But the next time you see that, don't you go, ugh. You say, thank God for white blood cells. Amen. Thank you for giving your life so I can live. Amen. Those little buddies, they fight infection for you. What profit is the blood? Well, it's nothing but just life. That's pretty important, isn't it? I'd say it's a lot of profit. Amen. Thank God for the blood. You know, your body is so majestically and miraculously designed by God that after it has fought an enemy, it creates what are called antitoxins in some cases we call them antibodies, and it remembers that enemy. And the next time it confronts it, it don't even let it get started. We call that immunity, right? When your body has fought an enemy and defeated an enemy, it doesn't let it come back. Praise the Lord. There are certain kinds of sicknesses. If you ever get them, you'll only get them one time in your life. And after that, you'll never get it again because your body said, I've already fought that. I've already won the victory over that. I've already conquered that. And you're not coming back. Amen. Hey, thank God for the blood today. Amen. What profit is the blood? Much. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that the life is in the blood. Amen. And you can see that it is, how vital and how important your blood is today. Amen. But we take the symbolism of blood, and God designed blood. Amen. Yes, He did. When you are in your mother's womb, amen, your blood doesn't come from your mother. Not one drop. Not one drop. And it's very miraculous that God creates blood. And He gives you that. And you don't have it until God puts it there. Amen. And that fertilized egg and a sperm creates cells that form blood in your body. Amen. How miraculous is it? The Bible said that Jesus Christ, it's miraculous that He did not have an earthly father. Therefore, His blood is sinless blood. His blood is perfect blood. Amen. You see, my blood is already infected because it was infected from sin from Papa Adam. Amen. Ever since Papa Adam and Mama Eve ate the fruit in the garden that was forbidden, we've been stained ever since that time. Something happened to the blood and we die. But Jesus came and He didn't have the blood of an earthly father. He had blood from a heavenly father. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it made His blood precious blood. The Bible said we are not redeemed with corruptible things like the blood of bulls and goats, but we are redeemed with the precious blood, amen, of the Lamb of God. That's where our blood comes from today. And that's the only blood that can cleanse us and set us free. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. You remember when Israel was in their wilderness journey. We talked a little bit about that this morning. God gave them a series of sacrifices that were to be offered. Of course, we know it started in the Garden of Eden. As soon as they sinned, before they left, God slew an animal and shed its blood and made garments for them to wear to cover their body and their nakedness. But also, that blood was to cover their sin. For the Scripture said, without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. That started a process. And then Cain and Abel offered sacrifices, and they taught their children to offer sacrifices. And then when Israel was in the wilderness, God gave them a system of sacrifices that they were to offer every day. Sacrifices. Once a year, there was the atonement, and that was a very special sacrifice that was to be offered at that time. Just one time every year for all the sins of all the people of Israel. And it would roll their sins ahead for one more year. When Israel was in Egyptian bondage and the Lord was getting ready to deliver them, remember what He said to do? He said, take the lamb and slay the lamb. Put its blood in a basin. Get a hyssop branch. Take it to the door. Apply blood on each side and the lintel above the door. And then He said, when I see the blood, everybody, when I see the blood, He didn't say, when I see how good you are. He didn't say, when I see your morality. He didn't say, when I see the church that you attend. He didn't say, when I see how much money's in your bank account. He didn't say, when I see the degree hanging on your wall. He didn't say, when I see your pedigree. But He said, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. What profit is in the blood? David, there's a lot of profit in the blood. It's what redeemed Israel. It's what stayed the sword of the death angel when he passed over the home of the Israelites and perhaps even some Egyptians that applied the blood to the doorpost. Amen. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. It's vital today that we understand the profit that is in the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the blood today. Amen. I'm glad. The Bible said we have access to the throne of God because of the blood. The only way I can get to God today is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't get there any other way. In the book of Revelation, the scripture said in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, it said, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." Amen, Brother Wesley. The only way we get victory today is through the blood. I don't know about you if you've had this experience. I've had this experience. Many of you have had this experience. Sometimes you get in a battle with the devil and you're fighting for your life. And you know what you do? You get to the place, you just start pleading the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. The devil cannot stand the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I heard a song not long ago that said that the devil can't cross the bloodline. Hallelujah. Amen. God draws a line of his blood and the devil can't get across that. Amen. It's an antitoxin. There's no way he can cross the blood. Amen. We're safe because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I can't get good enough to be saved. I can't be moral enough to be saved. It's the blood that saves me. Thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the blood of the Lamb. Thank God for the blood. The Bible said when we get to heaven, we're going to sing a new song. Everybody say a new song. And it's going to go something like this. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. By thy blood. Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Amen. All because of the blood. When you get to heaven, it's going to be because of the blood. When you sing the new song, it's going to be because of the blood. Amen. When you cross over into eternity with Jesus Christ, it's all because of the blood. Amen. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Amen. Do you know the most dangerous place in your body that you can get an infection is probably in your little toe? You know why that is? Because it's the furthest place from the heart. It's the furthest away from the heart. The blood has to travel further to get there than any other place on your body. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, don't you get too far from the heart of this thing. You need to get as close to the heart of God as you can possibly get. Don't you look for the edges. Heard a man say one time about a certain church, he said, I just go to church just enough that I can stay right on the edge of the pit. Not me. Oh, no. I want to get right to the heartbeat. I want to be like John. I want to lean on his breast so I can hear his heartbeat. Just be that close. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to get close to the edge here. I want to stay in the heart of the matter. Thank God for the blood. There is profit in the blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's not me today. It's all about him. Amen. Thank God. The blood that I received from my precious Father, I'm sorry, but it was stained. Stained with sin. As he was stained with sin. As his father was stained with sin. And the father before him. and all the way back to Adam. Amen. It's not their fault. Amen. All of us, the Bible said we were sold under sin. Amen. There's only one answer for that, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's only one antidote, and that's the blood of Jesus. Amen. Brother Robbie battled last year a horrific illness because there was some infection in the blood. Amen. And they had a certain antibody they could put into his body, and eventually, took a long time, but eventually it destroyed that enemy. Amen. Thank God he's here today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I'm saying, but in a spiritual sense, you know, we're still stained. We have an infection in our human blood. Amen. You're not a sinner because you sin. You sin because you're a sinner. That's your bloodline. Amen. You've noticed that, haven't you? You don't have to teach a child how to lie. You have to teach him not to lie. You don't have to teach a child to steal. You have to teach him not to steal. You don't have to teach a child to act up and act out and have a rebellious attitude. You have to teach them not to have that. Isn't that right? You know why? Because sin's in that little rascal. I know how lovable they are. I know how cute they are. But you can't excuse it. Amen. One little guy looked at his daddy and he did something wrong. Dad said, "You're going to get a whipping for that." He said, "But Dad," he said, "the devil made me do it." He said, "I know. I'm going to beat the devil out of you." And he proceeded to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And instead of being an inmate, he's a preacher today. Praise the Lord. Because somebody took the time to beat the devil out of him. Amen. Every one of us. Every one of us. We got a little bit of devil in us. Yeah, you do. Praise the Lord. But thank God for the blood that washes white as snow. Let's stand together today. Amen. What profit is in the blood? What profit is in the blood? He said, "When I go down to the pit or to death, shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth?" The answer, of course, is no. But you know what? In the Bible, there's a record of blood that could speak. Talking blood, I call it. Amen. Genesis chapter 4, verse 10. The Lord said to Cain, and he said, "What hast thou done?" He said, "The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground." The first murderer, Cain raised a weapon against his brother, dashed the life from his body. And as Abel fell to the ground and his rich blood soaked into the earth, the Bible said that blood started talking to God. It was righteous blood. It cried out to the Lord, and God heard that voice. God hears, and God will always avenge the blood of the righteous. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Blood has a voice. It can speak. God can hear it. God can hear it. Amen. If your physical blood could speak today, it would be sin. Take me to Jesus. Take me for a cleansing. Amen. I'm perishing here. Take me to the Lamb. Cover me with the blood of the Lamb. Take me to the cleansing blood, the perfect and the precious blood of God. Amen. Take me, God. Take me. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what it would be saying today. Amen. And the blood of Jesus is saying, "Come to me." Amen. For cleansing. Hallelujah. The Bible said if we confess our sin, He's just and righteous to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. You know how that happens? The cleansing's in the blood. The cleansing is in the blood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a great profit in the blood of the Lamb today. Amen. I invite you, if you haven't washed in the blood, this is a day to be cleansed. Sin can't follow you after the blood has been applied. In the eyes of God and the record of the Lord, it's cleansed. It's stricken forever from the record. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Amen. How about it today? Amen. Somebody need to bring that come to the Lamb today. Somebody need the covering of the blood today. Amen. I'm giving you an opportunity. Jesus, here I am. I need cleansing today. Cover my mind. My thoughts need to be purified. My hands need to be purified. My heart needs to be purified. My spirit needs to be cleansed. Amen. I need you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, purge me today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.